Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about Coach Dave Dunn, the gentleman he replaced and somebody who's done a tremendous job up at Bryant University in Rhode Island, one of our favorite guests, one of our favorite coaches, somebody who just, got up there, turned things around, continues to do it. Chris Merritt is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And does UNLV get a home and home, or that was it?
Man, I would love to do home and home, but I don't know if the stadium's big enough.
Obviously, this is a big time for you. This time of year, you and your staff get out there, get an opportunity to get some new players aboard. I mean, the transfer portal for you is a lot tougher because I know that you guys have a lot of academics, to kind of clear. But have you used it at all?
Yeah, we've had to. Our roles as football coaches a lot of times have become roster managers. I feel I could be a GM right now. Started off fall camp with 140. By Thanksgiving, we were down to 80. So we've had to search and stock and reload. And when somebody takes a junior, senior off your roster, you can't always replace them with 18-year-olds. So we've got to make some lateral moves there and strengthen our roster.
Yeah, and I mean, you like this. I mean, this is something that you've always liked. I mean, whether you were back in Indiana or here, this is a time of year you've always kind of thrived on because you get an opportunity, especially as a head coach, to go out and you know where the talent is, especially down here in South Florida. And obviously, looking at your roster, you guys have kind of like taken on that Florida look, which, listen, is not a bad thing because you know how those kids perform. Coming off a winning season, coming off a program that, as you said, you lost some kids, but you also returned some outstanding football players who are not only leaders, but guys who get it done on the field. What was the objective this spring for this football team heading into the summer?
Well, we wanted to go through spring practice and we wanted to see what we have. And then now ever since spring practice ended, we go in February, Larry. So we're done by the middle of March, and that gives us a lot of time to fill the holes, and that's what spring practice reveals. The very first young man I recruited was Anthony Frederick out of Miami Central High School. Anthony just spent the weekend with Tennessee. He got picked up by the Titans. So, we need to go out there and find the next Anthony Frederick. And I spent last week down in South Florida trying to do just that.
Yeah, and obviously you get an opportunity, especially because you know this area better than basically anyone on your staff, and you know the coaches, and obviously you're one of those guys that if you could get a South Florida kid into the school academically and athletically, you do it. And I saw that. Where else do you guys do you use the New England area? Do you use New York? Do you use the Eastern Seaboard? What are your hot spots for recruiting?
Sure. I made a decision, and it was conscious a couple of years ago. I'm only going to recruit where we feel the culture of football is important. And that explains why I've got close to 30 kids on the team from Florida. Right. And then New Jersey, Texas, New York, those are the next three populated states on our roster, followed by some local guys in Massachusetts. So we'll go as far as Texas and California to get them. But we're going to make sure that kids love football before we bring them in here.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Merritt is the head coach at Bryant University in Rhode Island. And obviously Rhode Island, smaller place, but you have that whole Massachusetts area where football is pretty good as well. You're only, what, hour from Boston or less? And you get an opportunity. I know you and your wife get an opportunity to explore the culture of the area. And it's a great, if anybody's ever looking to go to that area of the country, I mean, I would definitely explore it. It's really pretty. It's winners are winners. You know, I'm sure you had harsher winters in the Midwest. but talk about getting a kid on campus. I mean, because I know you'll have some summer camps this June. Talk about what you like to get from these summer camps. I know you have line camps. You have some prospect stuff. You have some 7-on-7s. Have you revolutionized the 7-on-7s in the Northeast, or have they already been there?
I don't know if I could get them to buy into 7-on-7 like we do down south. But, we've transitioned. We're going to have one camp in June. We're going to spend our time as a coaching staff hitting all the other big school camps. And then we've got four camps ourselves in July when they can't. We're going to get kids on campus. We've got a new stadium being built. We're in a new conference again for the fourth consecutive year. We're going to the CAA now. Nice. The program's growing, and we're excited, and we want to get kids on campus to see it.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for making time. I know this is a busy time of year, awards, fundraisers, going out in the community, speaking, and I know that that's got to be done in order to keep the program alive, and we miss you down here, you know that, and obviously we had Coach Dunn on tonight, so it was kind of a Columbus evening, and I know that a lot of the people down in that area are not so sad to hear you and Coach on at the same night. Again, thanks so much. I know we got to get up there sometime. The summers are killer for us, but maybe since you're going in July and having something in July, maybe we'll get over there during then.
Man, I would love it. I'll take you out for a bowl of clam chowder.
Okay, hey, listen, I love it too. And Coach, thanks so much for taking the time and making time for us. I know that, again, the schedule's really busy.
Always, Blue. Take care, buddy.
Good stuff. Coach Chris Merritt, head coach of Bryant University. And that ends what has been a really, really good evening. Danny, thanks so much. We'll be back with you next week. Go Panthers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.